We had two game sevens yesterday, one tonight. There was a basketball one yesterday, too. But.
Yes, and that was amazing, and that's what we are going to do as we bring in NC State legend Chucky Brown, 13 years in the league, 12 teams to play for. I'm sure we've got Chucky Brown matchups here, but I can't go through it all. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you, man? Thank you for having me.
Oh, man, the pleasure is absolutely mine. I'm intruding on your day. Let me ask you what you thought of Steph Curry going for 50 in a closeout game on a game seven on the road.
I'd say that's probably one of the best performances that I've seen, because it was on the road. You know what I'm saying? Game seven is already tough enough, but to do it on the road the way that he did it, had a nice shooting percentage. It wasn't like he took 40 shots to get his 50. You know what I'm saying? So
yep.
I thought it was spectacular.
It was, on top of the fact, and Chucky Brown is joining us here, the fact that he wasn't, at least in the first half, getting any help. Like, Clay was bad. They were all bad in the first half, and Steph just kind of held him in there. They trailed at halftime. Steph was just giving him a chance.
Right. And in order for them to win the championship again, I mean, Draymond and Clay and somebody else got to step up. The most consistent guy to me has been Looney. You know,
yeah.
Looney's been the guy that every night he does his job, you know what I'm saying? So if they want to win, you know, another championship, you know, those guys got to step up for an entire game, because now you're getting into the second round. Now the Lakers are better. You know, they're a better team than the Kings. So some of the stuff you may have gotten away with the Kings, you might not get away with the Lakers in this next round.
Yeah, Kevin Looney, by the way, his third 20-rebound performance he had. Now, I think this number is a misprint, because I think the number is actually higher. He had 10 offensive rebounds. I thought he had like 15 in the third quarter alone.
Yeah, it probably did, because sometimes, like, people don't understand. Like, sometimes, like, if you tip the ball, sometimes you get that, depending on who the stat keeper is, you'll get credit for that rebound, because you're the one that kept the ball alive. And Looney keeps a lot of them balls alive for them to get second opportunities.
Let's talk about what's coming up next. The Lakers didn't mess around, absolutely destroyed the Grizzlies in Game 6 when they had a chance to close it out. I was a little worried about the Warriors giving up an opportunity on their home floor to close that series out, but they were just making sure that we all had something to do yesterday afternoon. But Lakers and the Warriors, this is a completely different Lakers team, obviously, from 2.5 months ago. Do you give them a big advantage over Golden State?
Yeah, I'm going to give the Lakers a bigger advantage, because the Lakers have a more dominant guy in the middle with Davis. And the Lakers got some size. You know, Lakers got some size. They did good with the trade deadline. I'd give Pelinka some credit. They did good, and they got better on the perimeter with D'Angelo, what's his name?
Russell.
Ohio State.
Yep.
Yeah, D'Angelo Russell, D'Lo. They added D'Lo, and they added some other perimeter guys, Hachimura.
Yeah.
You know, I thought he was a steal. So the Lakers got better perimeter-wise in order to give Golden State some problems out there. And then you got the one kid, what's the kid from England? I can't think of nobody's name right now. But,
neither can I.
Number 17.
Oh,
what's his name?
Are you talking about Jared Vanderbilt? Is he? No, he's not. He's number two. I don't know. I don't know who any of these guys are, Chucky. I know who Austin Reeves is, and I can't believe that Austin Reeves is this guy.
Right. What's the kid? It's number 17 from London, England. He
could be anybody.
Contract. Oh, God.
Could be anybody.
But he's gonna be guarding Curry most of the time, I think.
Oh, Dennis Schroeder. Schroeder, the point guard. Yeah, okay.
Schroeder, yep. So Schroeder, I think Schroeder will be on Curry. They could put Vanderbilt on Curry, and Vanderbilt has some size to present Curry some problems, and they could give him some different looks.
So the debate going on right now is whether or not Steph is a top 10 all-time player. Look, I thought we settled this last year when they won the title, and he was finally named the MVP of a final series, which is like the final cherry on top for people. But
right.
Didn't Curry just change the game, you know, 15 years ago when he made the three ball? So this is like maybe the most important part of everybody's game. Now, everybody can shoot a three. It doesn't make a difference what position you play. If you can't shoot a three, you don't play.
92% of households that join Peloton early in the year are still active a year later.
Yeah, if you like cycling to EDM.
Not just EDM. Try cycling to Broadway hits, take a scenic hike in Iceland on our treadmill, or row to some 80s jams.
Because I have so much free time.
Whether you have 30 minutes or just 5, Peloton can fit any schedule. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton tread, row, or bikes risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.
Right. If you can't shoot, you don't play. That's right. And I think Curry has changed the game. There's no doubt about that. Now, the thing that I get into debates with people about Curry is he a point guard or a scoring guard? I don't list him as a point guard. I think he's a combo guard. He can play some point. He's not a – I don't think you can put him as just a point guard. He's a guard. So he can play either position. And I don't put him in the point guard category, because point guards, to me, like old school point guards, you know, like Isaiah Thomas, and, you know, Magic. Those guys were assisting before scoring. If Curry's not scoring, you know, Golden State is in trouble. So that's why I put him in more of the combo guard category.
I agree with that. It's tough to put him, but Mike Krzyzewski told us that basketball should be positionless. So we're just going to have to go with that. Chucky Brown is with us. Now, this matchup between Curry and LeBron, I mean, historically speaking, this is the fifth time I think they've met in the playoffs. They met four times in a row in the finals. I mean, doesn't this go down in, like, Magic versus Larry kind of category?
It can, you know, because they seem to, you know, been the best. Like, LeBron was always the best in the East. Curry was on the best team in the West. So he's one of the best in the West, and they always seem to clash in the finals. This time it's a little different, but I mean, you can put it in that category, you know, because Magic and Bird were different positions, and so is Curry and LeBron, and you know they do different things. Yeah, you can put that, because I don't think there's been as many matchups with any other so-called star players. I don't think there's been not that many times. You know what I'm saying?
If Draymond were a player of Curry's ilk, and I'm not knocking Draymond because I'm not comparing him to a player who is arguably one of the 10 best ever. But this is really more about Draymond and LeBron, isn't it?
Well, Draymond will probably have the duty of guarding LeBron. Now, it depends on how the game is called. Now, if the game is called tight, Draymond going to have an early seat because, you know, he's a little more physical. It's almost like football when he's out there playing. So, you know, they may allow him to beat LeBron up some games. Maybe they won't, but he's going to have to play without fouling. But you know, anybody that guards LeBron is going to have a long night, because LeBron, you know, I mean, he's tough. LeBron, you're talking about one of the all time greats right there. So it's going to be a long night for Draymond, and I'm sure he won't be the only one getting that assignment. Me myself, I would put Wiggins on him, because Wiggins is athletic enough to bother him, and he's long enough to bother him. That's what I would do.
Yeah, and they don't have to worry about losing Wiggins' offense, because he really hasn't shown much since he came back. I don't know. Personally, I think the Warriors are going to need his offense in order to advance past the Lakers. And the Lakers have too many offensive weapons right now, unless Clay is going to help out. By the way, was Gary Payton not a big part, at least of their defense against Sacramento yesterday?
Oh, yeah, Gary Payton. Now, Gary Payton comes and does his thing. He does his thing. He's quiet. He makes the extra pass. You know, he's not any offense provided by him, you know, it helps the team. But, yeah, Gary Payton, his defense, you know, it should be applauded as well.
It was a great midseason acquisition after helping them win the title a year ago. All right. I do think that the winner of Boston-Philly is coming out of the East. Who do you like in that series?
Ooh, man, my man Sam Cassell is with the Sixers. I mean, I'm a stay with Sam, but I tell you what, that Tatum and Brown, that those two guys can give you 30 every night.
Yeah.
And then they just need, you know, one or two guys to get 15. You know what I'm saying? And they can win. But I'm a go. I mean, my heart wants to go with my man Sam because I'm gonna go Boston, man. I got to go with Boston, even though I'm not a Celtic guy. I like Tatum and I like Brown. You know, so I have to go with Boston.
Yeah, and the Joel Embiid injury is certainly clouding things from a Philly perspective. Yeah. But if it's okay with you, I'm going to check in again. I appreciate your time, Chucky.
Yes, sir. You check in anytime, man. Catch me while I'm walking my dogs again, too.
All right, man. I appreciate it. Take care.
Okay, man, you take care.
You got it. Chucky Brown is a dog-walking legend in Cary, North Carolina.
Yeah, can't miss him.
I swear, like, every time I'm over there, you know, SAS Championship's coming up in the fall. We'll get out there late in the summer and whatnot. Chuck could be walking his dog.
Nice.
There you go.
92% of households that join Peloton early in the year are still active a year later.
Yeah, if you like cycling to EDM.
Not just EDM. Try cycling to Broadway hits, take a scenic hike in Iceland on our treadmill, or row to some 80s jams.
Because I have so much free time.
Whether you have 30 minutes or just 5, Peloton can fit any schedule. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton tread, row, or bikes risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.